We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 29. Beyond Our Walls.
Part 3 of 3.
This way. She's down here.
You said she's okay, though, right? You haven't done anything to her.
No, we haven't. She's just quarantined.
I don't understand. She's not turning?
It was hard to understand over the radio.
We're not sure either. We moved her into one of our sealed rooms while we keep an eye on her. The mark on her may have been there for a while.
Wait. He has and she's not turning?
Looks that way, but we can't take any chances.
Well, how old are we talking? Like, she might have got bit by one near the helicopter or what? Days?
Maybe older than that.
Well, how did we not notice before? Where was she bit?
Forearm.
You guys checked her when you brought her in, and you just found it now?
Well, we had to wait till the sedatives wore off to take blood. It was under her jacket and beneath the straps. She tried to keep the teeth marks hidden, but we found them. At least now we know why she flipped out.
You mentioned blood. Can you tell by that if she's okay?
Like not turning? No. I know we checked infected blood once, but there's no difference we've been able to tell.
Is there any way that you could clear her? Like, I don't know, with a test or something?
Only by autopsy. And we're not doing that here. So this is the only other one who stayed, huh? What a shame.
Hey, I know what I'm doing.
I meant no offense to you.
No, this is about Tanya right now. Colonel, you know she's not turning.
No, we don't know that.
Then why did you take blood from everyone?
It's like any other checkup. Make sure you don't got something that could spread.
Where is she?
In here.
She's awake?
We didn't want to sedate her further.
Usually, when we find something like this, we give them the million-mile walk. But I decided to bring you here first. Now, the wound looks old. But I don't know for sure, because she won't talk to us.
Well, she'll talk to me. Tanya! Hey! You okay?
You have to push the button for her to hear you.
Tanya, you okay?
Michael? Thank God you're here!
Tanya, show me.
I can explain if you just listen to me for a second.
Let me see.
Michael, they wouldn't...
Tanya? I don't know if she could see me through the glass, but she stared right back at me. Her hand shook as she pulled back her sleeve. You could see the indentation from several teeth and small scars. Clearly human.
It happened a long time ago.
Burned your arm in surgery, huh?
I'm fine. You know that. It's been at least a month.
Who was it?
Oh, some nobody. That slow turner I told you about. Did it while we were handling him.
Now move over. But he was turned, correct? The one that bit you?
Not all the way.
Well, that's all I needed to know.
Wait! It was cleaned afterwards very thoroughly. And I have no signs of changing either. You can see that.
From what we can tell, she's still us. But we have no way of being positive.
Since I met her, there's been no signs at all. We had no idea she even had that.
You should have been more thorough.
It might give us a chance to know more if she starts the transition.
No experiments. You know that. We have to deal with this now.
She's a trained vet. She has medical experience. And she's dealt with things you haven't even encountered before. You want more intelligence here and first-hand knowledge? She's definitely part of that. We all are.
I'm already depending on what you know, being part of my command staff. Should I assume different?
I don't know. Depends. She kept track of our records. Don't know what you might miss if she's gone.
Slow turner. What is that?
There's a few cases where someone takes a long time to turn. What usually takes minutes or seconds takes up to weeks.
Weeks?
Yes, please. You know I'm fine. Do whatever test you want to know that.
Get comfortable.
So she stays?
In there she does.
Wait, what? That's it?
That's as good as it gets.
So how long till she can get let out?
Maybe not ever.
At least she's okay. Maybe he just needs time to see that.
Hey, Tanya. He's gonna let you stay in there.
Oh, thank God.
So just get comfortable, okay?
Yeah, I can do that. How long? Did he say? Michael? How long?
Just maybe a few days. We'll see. I'll talk with him. What, you want me to crush her now, after all that?
Hey, who else is out there?
I'm here.
Oh, they let you out? What, we do swap rooms?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's good. Where's everyone else?
Oh... It's hard to explain that...
What? What happened to them?
No, they're okay, they're fine, they're just... Well...
It's just gonna be us here.
I don't understand. Where'd they go? Where's Hope?
Well, they moved him someplace safe. Hope, too. Datu's with her, and Kelly. And Pegs.
But they're gonna be okay?
Yeah, they'll be good.
I'm sorry, Michael.
It's okay. It's gonna be okay.
Thing on? Yeah, okay. Okay, good, okay. So, the prisoner is awake finally, but we're not sure for how long. Could only have a little while, so Durai told us to record it. I'm gonna go in now and ask him a few... Oh, wait, Scratch! Hey, I couldn't find you. Get over here. Quick!
I have a lot on my plate. What is it?
He's awake.
How long? Why didn't someone tell me?
Just woke up! Doctors aren't sure how long he might stay like this, so we better get moving. Durai wants to know about any munition stores or where they stored...
I don't care about that.
But he said...
Where's the ring?
It's still in there with him. But I don't get why that thing's so important. What is it?
A birthright.
So why did he have one? What's it mean?
Because he was born with it. That's what it fucking means.
No, I get that. You and Durai have one, that I get, but him, he's not...
He's still one of us, part of one of the families, whether he represents it or not. What the hell is that thing for?
The camera? In case we can't understand him, we can play it back. He's struggling to talk with that tube down his throat.
This room, right?
Yeah. Hey, Briggs, give us a hand in here.
But I'm guarding her.
She'll be fine. Just get over here.
Hey, wait. You need to put on a mask.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you can't be in here.
Excuse me?
Here, Briggs, take the camera. You can handle that, right?
This is not...
I'll take his chart. You might want to get out of here, Doc.
But he really shouldn't be left alone.
I don't care.
Sorry about this. Dr. Gyun? Win? Guy?
Jason.
Yeah, well, you'll learn to get out of her way and just nod, okay?
Okay.
You really want me to film him?
Hey, wait, Doc. What does this mean?
That? Come here.
What? I'm right here.
No, outside.
What is it?
I didn't want to talk in front of the patient.
Like that matters.
What does this mean, Doc? I can read some of this. Broken tibia, fractured this, split that, collapsed trachea and lungs, burns, more burns, but the rest of this...
He's dying. Slowly and painfully. It's just a matter of time.
Is that it?
That it.
So, he died from the fall, but his body just hasn't caught on yet.
How long?
Who knows? For his sake, hopefully not too long.
Wait out here, Doc. Bricks, get in here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can you hear me?
Don't point the camera at me. Him, there.
I don't know if I can even look at it.
Him, Bricks. It's a him. And I suggest you not say another word.
Is he out again? Do we need to come back?
No, wait. I think he's coming around. Easy now. Easy. Just relax. We're not gonna hurt you. Shh, it's okay. You're safe now. Just relax. You're okay. You had me worried for a while there. Thought you'd never wake up. That's it. Sit back. We'll take care of you. You're different. Oh, don't give me that look. You know what this is. I found this in your pocket after we picked you up. I know who you are, Angel Tenuto. Easy. You don't need to get all worked up. You knew I'd find out eventually. That nose and chin.
I still don't see it.
Don't worry. I'm not going to tell any of your friends. Not like any of them would even care. It's true, isn't it? They left you up there all alone. They left you for dead. But we didn't, did we? You want me to take that out of your mouth? Here, let me.
I wouldn't do that. That's keeping him alive.
You know something? I never forgot what you did for me. For John. I really appreciated it. Let me go out and find a nice spot for him. Someplace they wouldn't ever dig him up. I know you said you did it for her. But I don't buy that. You understand how important family is to us. You may not be part of that anymore, but it's sure hard to break all ties, huh? Oh, your daddy would be so proud of you. If he were still alive.
Are you trying to kill him?
Does it look like I am? Hey, easy. Okay, sore subject. So you're not your dad. I get it. You may have his name, but you're different. However, you didn't throw your ring away, did you? You held on to it. Hard to let go. And regardless of who your friends were, you know we would never leave you. Even after all the things you've done.
He's trying to say something.
Hand me the chart. Don't struggle. It's okay.
His hands? What happened?
Rappelling down a metal wire. That's what happened.
Here. Use this.
Wasn't a bad plan. Too bad the tanker was at the bottom. It's a shame. I thought angels could fly. No. Wait. I got a better one. Every time an RPG fires, an angel gets his wings.
Shut up! What? Things? Really? You need to ask. I'm betting you shot at least 2 or 3 of us. And burned several more. But like I said, it's behind us. We're here for you now. Your friends are gone. Off to... Where was it exactly? No? Oh, come on. After all that? I just want to know where they went. We can get you all kinds of treatment. Lots of experience amongst us, treating burns, thanks to your friends. Who knows? We find the right people, we might be able to fix your face. All you have to do is write down one little thing. That's all. They may have been your friends, but you and I are part of the family. And we take care of our own.
What's going on? Doc!
I told you I needed to be in here. Move. That should help.
Angel, look at me. Look at me. Just hang in there a little while longer, okay? I know it hurts. Shh, I know. But please, where did they go?
He can't.
Get out, now! I wouldn't have left you. I would never leave you. Hey, paper, quick! Here you go. N-O. Oh, come on! I know you think they're loyal, but look where they left you. They could have landed or got close to grab you, and they didn't. They left you. They wanted to save their own asses. They could give 2 shits about yours. We're here for you, from life until death. You want to give this another try? Fuck you.
Scratch.
What did you do?
What had to be done.
Why did you do that?
What was...
I solved the problem.
Oh my.
Take care of him. Properly. Bricks, follow me.
Okay, fine.
Are you nuts? He could have told us something.
He wasn't going to tell us anything. You saw him. He was dying.
Then what was the point of all that?
I had to try.
So what the hell are we going to do now?
Oh, I'm going to find out where they are. I'll just have to use another source. Wake up! I have something I want to talk to you about.
I ain't got nothing to say to you.
That's okay. It's just you now. And we have all the time in the world.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive.
Want to hear updates on the show and upcoming events? Follow us on Twitter at We're Alive. That's WERE ALIVE.
To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason,
Shirley Jordan,
Brett Newton,
Christian Vieira,
Jason Gouin,
Alan Azoulay,
Jenna McCombie, Stuart Kennan, David Pevsner, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan. Composers, Katie Wayland and
Brother Dan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Line producer, Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.